Okay, let's get into today's mitzvah, mitzvah Shin Nun Beis, mitzvah 352, as we continue the third mitzvah of Parshas Bechukosai, the third out of 12, the second mitzvah relating to the concept of Temura. Again, to remember, the Torah tells us in the end of Bechukosai, after the Tochacha, that if somebody is makdish, an animal, and then they have second thoughts, even for the best of reasons, even for the intentions of giving something better, there is an Isser Daraisa to try to switch that. And if you try to switch it, it does not really work, because it works part of the way. What you try to do works, but what you try to undo does not work. That's why this is also, just derech agav, the big sugya in Shas of Kol Milsa Da'amar Rachmana Lo Seved. Whenever the Torah tells you not to do something, does it work or does it not work if you try to do it? That is all an offshoot of this first Mishnah, Maseches Temura, the discussion of a Maisa Temura. If you try to do something, the Torah tells you not to do it. Do you accomplish anything? So there's two blot there, discussions of Abaye and Rava, all of the Isurim in life, where we try to do something, do we accomplish something or not, if the Torah tells us not to do it? The Torah tells us not a Kohen, not to marry a Grusha. If he tries to do it, it works. The marriage works, but he's living in sin. If a Kohen tries to marry his sister, right, it's not going to work, because that's not a marriage. What's the difference? What's the rule? What's the exception? If somebody shechs on Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chulin that shechita sok sheira. What about the Torah tells you not to shecht on Shabbos? So when do you say Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani? That is a major discussion, but it comes from the beginning of Maseches Temura. We mentioned in the past Rabbi Chanan's thought in Kovas Haaretz towards the end of Yevamos, where he discusses maybe there's a difference between whether you're doing a physical action that is just creating a reality. So then, of course, it's going to be Mahani. Like Basa B'Chalav, if I pour milk into my friend's chicken soup, well, you're going to tell me that's law. It's Basa B'Chalav now, right? Or Shechita, you created a Shachut. The Torah can't prevent that from occurring, but when I'm trying to accomplish a Chalos, a result, like marriage, V'chulu, something of that nature, so maybe that's the difference. But Temura, that, it all comes from Temura. So the Torah tells us, both in Isser, Lo Yachlifen V'lo Yamaroso, as we discussed yesterday, the double language of Isser, when it comes to Temura, Tobarau Rabatov, V'im, but then we add today, today is the Mitzvah Saseh, V'im Hamer Yamir Behema Bevhema, V'yahu Smaraso Yekodesh. It and its Temura is Kodesh. So what's the assay? The assay is just a pure result of your actions. You tried to violate. And so Mamela, it's Kodesh. So what's the mitzvah? You only do the mitzvah if you violated the Isser? So let's see. The mitzvah has to do with how I treat the animal once it becomes Kodesh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs hamemir behemas karban bebehema acheres shetiyanash dian kodesh. Once I try to do it, so then they're both kadosh. As we've said many times, a mitzvah doesn't mean something that I always want to do. We don't want to do the mitzvah of avelus. We don't want to do that. If something occurs, Rahman al-Islam, we have to do it. We don't want to do the mitzvah of returning stolen items. But if it comes to that, I have to return it. We don't want to do the mitzvah of gerushin. We don't want to do any of these mitzvahs. But if it, a mitzvah means, Hashem tells us what to do in every situation of life. So here too, this is not a mitzvah that we want to do, that we try to do, it's only a result of an avera, but if it comes up, this is the situation, one has to treat both as kadosh. I have animal A, I try to make animal B kadosh instead, the answer is, the mitzvah is, now both of them must be treated with kedusha. Lihios ha-tmura kodesh, klomar, ha-meimir behemas karbano, be-behema acheres, if I substitute kagon, she-yomer zu tia l-karban tmura zu, she-tiyana hi v'ha-simura shteyan kodesh. They're both kodesh, she-nemar, v'yehus v'raso yeh kodesh. Both, v'zeh ha-kasim mitzvahs asehu, the chinuch, based on the Rambam, says, this is a mitzvah. This isn't just a result. You tried to do it, so, okay, they're both kadosh. But you count it as a separate mitzvah. Klomar, shetetzave osanu atorah, lios atemura kedusha, velino kodesh b'shtein. I have to be noy kodesh by both of them. What's the raya that it's a mitzvah? Well, maybe it's just a reality. If I try to do it, this is what occurs. It's a karbon, but it's not a mitzvah, says the chinuch. The beginning of Maseches Temura Daf Dalet, it says, Lo asi asei v'akar tre lave. That's what we spoke about yesterday. The two laven and the asei. Klomar shaminiya b'temura nichmal eshtei pamim. The miniya, the lo sasev temura, is double. Lo yachli fedav lo yamro so. And the asei is only one. But the Gemara uses the lashon of the asei, though mistama, it is a mitzvah asei. There are two lumdish questions that are asked in the sugya of Temura before we get into the hashkafa that could have been discussed yesterday or today. And number one is, What is, and this is what the Brisker Rav discusses in the Ksavim, when I say animal 2 is Kadosh, they're related questions. We'll first discuss them separately. When I say animal 2 is Kadosh, so how did that animal become Kadosh? Yes, it had to do with what I just did. But let's say I am Makdish animal A on the first of the month, and then I try to be Mamir the animal on the 10th of the month. So now on the 10th of the month, I have two animals that are Kadosh. So animal 2, where is the root of its Kedusha? Is the root of its Kedusha the Maisa Hakdasha, the original Maisa Hakdasha? It's a root. And when I try to do something, so that original Hakdasha expands onto the second animal, but the root is really the original Hakdasha? Or no, the first Hakdasha is done. The second act, done on the 10th of the month, the Maisa Temura, that is Makdashit. It takes the Kedusha from the first, but it is a new action. It's looked at as a new action in Halacha. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. Having to do with also, is the second act, is it subject to all the rules that the first one was? We just said yesterday that Shogeg works by Temura. Maybe there's no She'ela by Temura, the Menachas Chinuch said. Are those the same rules about Hakdasha? The more there are differences between the Maisa Hakdasha and the Maisa Temura, we will say that this is a new act. It's not just repeating and reviving the original act that was done. That's one question. The other question, the one that Rav Asher Weiss asks in the Minchas Asher, question that's less asked, I think, by the Achronim, but he has this, his formulation is, without the Torah, what would I have said? What's the Chiddush in Temura? I have animal A that's Kadosh, and now I try to make animal B Kadosh. So Mamela, they're both Kadosh. So what's the Chiddush? The fact that I was able to make animal B Kadosh? Or the fact that animal A is still Kodesh? Meaning I try to remove the Kedusha of animal A. Comes along the Torah and said, no, animal A is also Kodesh. So is that the Chiddush? I would have thought without the Chiddush of the HaTorah of Temura that animal A is not Kodesh anymore. Kamash Malam. The Torah says, no, it still is Kodesh. Or is the Chiddush of Temura that animal B is Kodesh? I would have thought that you can't switch anything. You can't substitute. You want to be Makdash an animal, be Makdash an animal straight. You can't spring one Kedusha to another Kedusha. Kamash Malan, even animal B is Kodesh as well. So what's the Chiddush? So that's a discussion. Just two thoughts that are brought up. First of all, the Gemara in Maseches Temura on Daf Tes has a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It is possible to be Mamir many animals one after another. Im efshar lahamir kama behemos bezeh achar zeh bebehema achas. One after another, can you be Mamir? Reish Lakish says only basachas. Right, this is just a summary of the Gemara in Temura Daf Tes. Rav Asher Weiss says the Reish Lakish rak b'basachas ein la'amir shreib ba'achas aval b'zecher zeh mahani to kedusha rishona dehektish laheichan holcha. It's the language of the Gemara. I can, according to Reish Lakish, go to animal A and be Mamir one animal on it, then be Mamir another animal on it, then be Mamir another animal on it. One after another, I could be Mamir. All the root is the same animal. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein lahamir ela pam achas, only once." The af bazachar ze ein lamir shdei beimus paachas. Only one animal. You have one carbon. One animal can have come out of that. The animal A could create animal B, but cannot create any more animals. What's the svara? So according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara says the svara: kedusha rishona dehektish lahechan holcha. The original. What happened to the original kedusha? So you made animal B kodesh. So animal A is still Kodesh. What changed? According to Reish Lakish, the Gemara is saying nothing changed. Ah, so what's Rabbi Yochanan? What's Rabbi Yochanan's Svara then? He's saying that once animal A makes animal B Kodesh, animal A no longer has the power to make another animal Kodesh. Why? Did something happen to animal A with this Maisa Temura? L'chora nira pashit. Tilushi Taso, says the Menachas Asher, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kedusha Rishona Dekdash Hochala. Yes, it did leave. It must be according to Rabbi Yochanan. Well, what Reish Lakish, according to a Gemara, Reish Lakish was asked a rhetorical question. Where did the first Kedusha go? Rabbi Yochanan must answer to that. Yeah, it left. It left. Why is it Kodesh? It's Kodesh because the Chiddush HaTorah says it's still Kodesh. That's what Rabbi Yochanan must say. And therefore, once the Torah is mechadesh, that the first animal still has kedusha, so that's not good enough to create tumura. Only an original hakdasha by a person, a normal, regular hakdasha, has the power to create a second animal of tumura. But what happens by tumura? What do I say? I don't want animal A to be kodesh. I only want animal B. So you know what really happens conceptually, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Animal A loses its kedusha. The Torah then gives it back, but that giving it back does not have the power to then create another animal with kedusha. Reish Lakish, though, would say otherwise. Reish Lakish would say no. Maybe this issue gufa is the machlokas. Reish Lakish, no. Animal A, nothing has changed with animal A. Vohecha kedusha, lehecha hazla, has it gone anywhere? Right. So that is the chiddush machlokas. Reish Lakish, beautiful. That gufa might be the machlokas about what the chiddush of tamura is. Is it about that the first animal is still kadosh or that the second animal is kodesh? The other issue brought up by the Achronim is the language at the end of today's mitzvah, of the Sefer HaChinuch. Skip for a moment to the end of the mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'noheges b'chol makam v'chol zman, b'sharm v'adakevis. This mitzvah applies to all time and all day, males and females. As we said, this applies even today. If somebody would have a carpet today and be mamerit, and that would be an issur d'oraisa, and if one does not shrit the animals with kedusha, one would violate. But let's read the lashon of the chinuch. The overaleha, the heimer, if somebody violates and is meimer, v'lo nahag kedusha b'shtei habehemos, and one does not know a kedusha with the two animals, klomar barishona ubitmurasa, with the first animal or with its substitute, you've been mevatel the asay. Besides, melvada onesh ish b'davar shmo behektish. Besides the los asay, and he adds in there's an isra meila, which we've spoken about in the past, back in Parshas Vayikra, the first parsha of this sefer. So, what's the language of the chinuch? The chinuch says, if I'm not knowing kedusha with either animal, I get the isser of tamura, and I violate the bitul asay. One second, if I have animal A and I make animal B kadosh, I thought nothing happens to animal A. The Achronim ask on the Sefer HaChinuch, if you use animal A, you're going to violate Me'ila for sure, but you're going to violate this Isser of Bittel Asay of Tmura? V'hayahu Smuraso Yiyakodesh? Is there anything different about animal A after you do the act of Tmura? The Chinuch is Mashma 100%. Or else, right, if there's nothing different about animal A, the chinuch wouldn't say, klomar, barishona ubitmurasa. The fact that he says barishona tells me, the achronim point out, that even the first animal is a changed animal after the maisa tmur is done. Again, other rishona might reject this totally. Animal A is always the same, like a reish lakish type of approach. Kedusha rishona leichan asla, didn't go anywhere. So that is a major issue in the sugya of tamura, whether animal A is any different after you are meimir it onto animal B. Good. So we have the Gemara and we have that diyak. Back to the chinuch in the earlier paragraphs. We haven't spoken about the hashkaf of tamura. So here we go. Misharshia mitzvah. The Sharshi Mitzvah, we are going to have two ideas in the Chinuch, and then one extra idea. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Sharratza Hashem Baruch Hu, Lahatil Mora, Belev B'nei Adam, B'chol Inyanei Hektesh. This mitzvah should be linked to the other mitzvahs related to Mora Migdash. Hashem wants us to have trepidation when we come close and we think about anything related to the Beis HaMikdash. Ukemosha Kasafti Bivinya Beis HaMikdash, like I already spoke about in Truma, as we talk about Temura, but as I already said in Shruma, I already said how Vasili Mikdash, Shamtir Otharapshat, Kavaraseinu, Bechomer Agadol, Haray Lanu, Linhog Bakodesh. We have to be very careful when it comes to Kudshim. Al Kain, Kedelakvoa Bili Beinim Aras Inyan HaKodesh. So as a part of this Hashkafa, part of trying to get this message across to us, that Kudshim is serious, don't mess around with Kudshim, the Torah says, you can't take back or change what you've already done in the world of Kadshim. Tziva hakasuv leval nishana advarim. You can't change anything. Elami kivanchin is kadsha habehema tia bikdushasa laolam. Once an edible becomes kadosh, it's kadosh forever. Velo nachshov lafkia mikdushasa. We can't try to uproot it. Ulachlifa bebehema acheres. I'm going to uproot the kedusha to another animal. No, this is Kadshim. By kachim, you can't change anything. What's set, done is done. It's done is done. V'im yotzi adavar mipiv, and if something comes out of your mouth, sh'te'afeich machshav aso v'chol ma'aseh v'tiyan ashtiyan kodesh, then what's the halacha? They're both kodesh. You try to remove something, it's not happening. It's not happening. They're both kodesh. Ki hu baba ma'asav lafki kedushi, trying to uproot it. V'tiyah lahefech. It's going to be the opposite of what he wanted to do. Realize that this context, kachim, is very serious. This is similar to what the Gemara says in Baba Basra and elsewhere. Another idea where we see kachim is more serious. I forgot to bring it, but the Gemara Baba Basra says that there are exceptions to the rules of toch kedei dibur. Usually, as long as I'm within a few seconds, I'm allowed to retract. We know if we say the same bracha instead of the same talamatar, as long as within a couple of seconds, we can retract and go back to the right thing. So usually we have that amount of time. The Gemara says, Baba Kama, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. But there are two or maybe four exceptions to the rule of Toka de Dibor. The Gemara, different versions of the Gemara, in Nedarim and in Baba Basra. What are the exceptions? Mikadesh, Megaresh, Mekadesh and Megaref, and Mekabel Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah. Again, if you look in Masechet Baba Basra, thank you, the Gemara says only two exceptions, Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin. But Avodah Zarah is expanded to include Megadef, and Kiddushin is expanded to include Gerushin. But there's a big question in the Rishonim, what about Hekdesh? What about Hekdesh? So many say, maybe that's the connection between Kiddushin and Hekdesh, as there are many parallels between those two. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Kiddushin, Asar Akulei Alma Kehekdesh. Marriage is similar to what Hekdesh does. So, the fact that you can't retract your statement in Hekdesh also might reflect the same idea as the Chiddush is saying here in rule number one, that we want to take this context very seriously. Number one. Number two, and he quotes the Rambam. This is the last Rambam in Sefer Karbanos. Tumur is the last set of halachas in Karbanos, and the Rambam says his hashkafa behind Tumura right here. Kasa b'tam mitzvah zu. Uba meshed it's tavidu lahosef chomesh. Pidyon hektish. Also, the same idea is why when an owner redeems his own hektish, he has to add on a chomesh. She yorda Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam v'yitzrora. The Torah goes down into the psyche of a person, and into the Yetzer Hara of a person. Shetivo laharbos kinyanov, v'lachus al-mamono. It's my nature to try to be marbev and achasim, to have rachmanis, so to speak, on my money, to do whatever I can. V'yavo bishen nader v'hikdash, even though I made a nether. Efsher sheyachzer bo. Even though at a certain moment I'm inspired, I might, you know, in shul, maybe there's an appeal in shul, and everybody's no there. And then when the gabbai calls up a few days later, he's like, oh, did I really say that? Did I really mean it? You know, there are moments of inspiration, but then it wears off. And even if he was makdish, after she asked him to be yinachem, I want to give less to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why I have to add on a chomesh. Same thing here. I want to give a certain animal. The Torah knows that sometimes, you know, we might change our minds. I want to give a smaller animal, a lesser animal. See, even though sometimes you might want to give a bigger animal, but, you know, we have to have low plug. We have to have rules. If we would be able to give a better animal, we might come to give the worst animal as well. The Torah closed the door on any switching, right? No switching allowed when it comes to Karbanos. The Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarotskin also is a fan of this pshat, because it's a knas, right? Because we assume that you're changing your mind, and therefore we don't want you to do it. Vod Herach Ban Yezev Akasav, and then the Rama ends off Sefer Karbanos with the following line: Af Apisha Kol Chukei Torah Gezeiro Sein Roy Atol Is Bonim Bohen Pchosha De Yochol Itein Bo Tam Tein. The Rama ends off importantly that it's always good to give Tamei Mitzvos. Try to figure out reasons that Hashkafa behind the Mitzvos. That's how he ends off. So the Sefer Achinuch likes that line. That's how he ends off. Yizacher Harav Latova Shesia Yadai Yadi Im Dvarav Bimlachti Zos. That Rambam in the Elne Vilchos Tamura, he has supported what I have done in this Sefer of mine. That I not only tell you the Halacha, I give the Hashkafa and the reasons behind the Mitzvos. The Chinuch is a big fan of that idea. Rav Sternbach has one other idea behind the Hashkafa of Tamura. Rav Sternbach says that there are different sources of what we could glean Kedusha from. There might be those out there that say, I want to create my own sources of Kedusha. And I'm going to switch the Kedusha that comes from Shmiras HaMitzvos and Shmiras HaHalacha for the other one. It says of Sternbach, you want to have the other one, you want to have an emotionally, no, other ideas that bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine, but that's in addition to. You can't get rid of the who. You can't get rid of mitzvos and shmiras mitzvos and shmiras halacha. That is first and foremost that we have to be involved in and not try to change it for anything. We can be mosif. if there's something that does not impinge on the halachas that we're following, but chas v'shalom switching. V'mavakish is a kedusha shel dveikus babaro lo yomer zu bazu. She'eni yochol l'chalo kedushas ha-mitzvah gufa elohu kedushas ha-mitzvah v'sburaso hainu dveikus shneyam yu be'en of kodesh lihi davek bahem. We should never look for other avenues of avodat Hashem. We can look for additional, but never other. Never other. Just the one story I saw in the Alino Shabeach and Rav Zilberstein Sefer on, he has one little piece on Tmura. He says one time, he was by Rav Shach, and he heard Rav Shach was talking to one of his grandchildren who just had a bar mitzvah. And he was telling his grandfather, you know, I got Baruch Hashem, I got many svarim for my bar mitzvah, and I received a couple of sets of Rav Kiva Eger. So I've already taken one back to the svarim store to change it. I got a few sets of it. Says Rav Shach, Rav Kiva Eger is like a Sefer Torah. Lo yachlifen of lo yomer oso. You can't switch it. I don't know what he would say. What if the bar mitzvah got three sets and he wants to change it for Exos? What, Exos is less of a safer Torah than Rabbi Kiva Eger? I don't know. That's the story. But Lo Yachlifenu, just show you the importance and the hashkafa of how we have to look at Svarim. Okay, some of the other halachas that are spoken about here. One tmura cannot make another tmura in the next paragraph. That's for sure. We discussed before, B'yachar Meish Lakish, can the first animal create more than one? But that tmura, animal B, for sure cannot create animal C. That's known. The kedusha of tmura, the kedusha's tmura, that is chal, is not strong enough to do that. Eina tmura, ose tmura. There is just one line, we'll leave it with this. The Minchas Chinuch quotes in the last paragraph. The last paragraph, he quotes the Tosefta that is in the Rambam. Tosefta in the Rambam. The language is Hameimir Harei Tmura Kodesh Velokin Afilu Hameir B'Shabbos. Even if somebody does Tmura on Shabbos, so then it's Tmura. And he just says Meichi Tesi Lo Yei Tmura. I don't see why Shabbos would be different. My Rabusa Yish B'Shabbos Denosef Isid Rabbanim Makdisha B'Shabbos. Right now to be Makdish something on Shabbos. Okay. Is a drabanan, but why would you have thought that tamura is an issue? It doesn't apply on Shabbos. He just leaves it as a question. Sarachian, my rabusa b'Shabbos. He quotes in the footnote the klechem that discusses this based on Itzlach. Either way, it's an interesting tosefta to think about why tamura might be less powerful on Shabbos than it is during the rest of the week. Okay, these are the two mitzvahs of tamura. Next time we continue getting back to some mitzvahs of arachin.